This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You're here with Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G on Joy 94.9. Listen to Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G
on Joy 94.9.
And we are joined by a very special guest, international superstar. Welcome to Laugh Out Proud. He is the lead vocalist for the band Fozzy, WWE superstar, podcast author. What else can he do? What else can he do? The Ayatollah of rock and roller. Laugh Out Proud is Jericho. Thank you for joining us, Chris Jericho.
It's always a blast to talk to my fine friends in Australia.
Oh, no. Thank you very much. So, Chris, you have been a very busy person as of late this year. You have released your newest album with Fozzy, Judas. How has that come about?
Well, it's been going great, man. I mean, the song Judas has just become a monster hit here in the States. Top five on U.S. rock radio. And
it's a great song.
Views on YouTube. Yeah, so, I mean, when you get that hit song, it changes everything. We've had successful songs in the past, but now it's kind of the effect of Judas taking us to this point. It's been very gratifying, but it's a lot of work. It's a lot of press because now everybody wants to talk to us, which is great. I mean, that's what you work for.
That's it.
And we're ready for it. But it's really unbelievable to see the difference now that Judas has kind of made its way to the top of the charts.
Yeah, because the first time I was exposed to Judas was, I think it was the NXT TakeOver theme for when they were in Chicago. And it blew me away that first time. Blew me away. So, been very busy with that, but it's been a journey for Fozzy. You guys have been going since 2000?
Yeah, it's been great. We've had a lot of success in the past. We've been touring the world and been to Australia four times. And have a great fan base. But,
wow.
With this record and this single, it just kind of took things to a whole different level. So, and that's what happens. I mean, we've worked very hard over the years. And I think we have a great reputation of being a fun live band, and, you know, constantly great energy and great electricity. And that's what we like on stage. We want to be, you know, it's a fun band to come see. We take the music seriously, but we don't take ourselves seriously. If there's a joke to tell, we tell it. But, you know, there's not a lot of mosh pits or walls of death at Fozzy shows. It's more of chanting Fozzy, drinking beer, showing your boobs if you're a guy or a girl, we don't care, and everything in between. So it's kind of what we've been doing, and I think our reputation precedes us now. So there's a lot of buzz about us, and then suddenly when we put out this new song, it's the right song at the right place at the right time for all kind of goodwill and buzz that I said that we had. So it's a great combination of music and work.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of live performances from you guys, and you really, Chris, you put on quite a show. It's a fantastic show you guys put on.
Always looks like you're having the best time of your life when you're performing out there.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, and no matter what the circumstances are to get to the show. I mean, Alice Cooper said it best, and he says they don't pay me to do the show. You know, that 90 minutes is for free. They pay me for the other 22 and a half hours it takes to get there and set up and all that sort of stuff. So, I mean, you should be enjoying yourself when you're playing in a rock and roll band in front of fans. I don't care if there's one fan or 100,000. I mean, those people pay to be there. They're making a decision to see your band play, and you owe them the best possible performance given. So and all five guys in Fozzy feel the same way. You'll never see a lack of effort on a Fozzy stage. I don't care how many shows we've been. with the travel around, it was like, when we get on there, that's when
That's it. It's and it comes across as the viewer, as the in person in consuming your medium, because seeing you have a great time, seeing everyone enjoy themselves, puts everyone in the best mind space for that, which is fantastic. One thing I wanted to ask you, though, as a very busy person with the road schedules, was it an adjustment moving from the very busy time schedule of working for a big company like WWE to taking something on the road for the show, for taking Fozzy out and about? You said you've toured the world. Was it difficult to shift between schedules and everything?
Well, not really, because it's pretty much the same thing. They would use that based in one city. That's a worldwide nationwide company as well, so... Just going from one touring model to another, it's just that WB tour is 4 days a year, 4 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And a Fozzy tour, I go 2, 3, 4 weeks at a time and get 2, 3, 4 weeks off in the middle. So, pros and cons to both, I guess you could say. WB, I travel mostly by myself, Fozzy on the bus with the guys. but there's a lot of fun behind that as well. So
maybe a few
it's very interesting for
a few more vocal warm-ups, I think. On the, I think there might be a few more vocal warm-ups for the Fozzy tour as compared to going on tour with WWE. I'm sure
there might be, but I just sweat a lot more on the Fozzy tour than the show. So it's interesting in that case as well. And rock and roll is a dangerous game too. I chip my mouth on the microphone stand. And, you know, you jump too high and hurt your knee and all that sort of thing. But it's a very physical form of entertainment, just like wrestling is.
I was going to ask you, have you...
We both at the same time, so when wrestling WWE finishes, I go into Fozzy, and then when Fozzy's done with the album and the tour, I go back to the WWE, if the time is right, if I feel it.
I was going to ask, though, what was... I'm sure you've copped so many injuries through your time as a superstar, wrestler superstar. Have you copped anything else besides the chip tooth, the high jump? I'm sure other band members have copped some... Or do you just put them? Do you lock them in the walls of Jericho when they're not behaving themselves?
Yeah, but that's the funny thing is, it's like it's two completely separate entities. You know what I mean? And that's the way it has to be, because to get the respect from the rock and roll world, you have to let people know that it's the real deal. I mean, I just saw a tweet today from David Jane and from the Sturge, so I can't believe I'm saying this, but Judas is the best rock song I've heard in the last 10 years. It was like, congratulations, guys. I think there is a little like Fozzy, but the wrestler band. Of course, there's nothing to do with wrestling other than the fact I'm in it. You know, we don't stand on stage, jumping off the top rope and singing songs for body slams and suplexes. The same way that Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden, who's an airline pilot, doesn't sing songs about small bags of peanuts and smoking next to the laboratory. It's two completely different things and two completely different worlds, and I just happen to live in both of them, but they do not coincide.
Do you do any crowd surfing, Chris?
I have in the past. It depends what's going on. I do a lot of climbing on stage or crowd surfing or stage diving and that sort of thing.
That must be awesome to live out that dream.
When the music moves you, you just kind of go to wherever it is that it takes you. And if that means jumping off the stage because it feels right, well, then you do it. So you just got to go with where the energy is making you go.
When creating the album, this is your seventh album with Fozzy. Is it you guys coming together with ideas, or do you guys come together and just create an album from scratch?
Everybody comes in with ideas, I think, and that's the way to do it. And it's like writing a book or you know, doing a sculpture. You shape it, and you reshape it, and you edit it, and you re-edit it. You kind of go through the changes and decide what you like, decide what you don't like. And that's true collaboration, and that's kind of how we write our songs in Fozzy. It's pretty rare when someone comes in and just goes, here's the song, here's how it goes, do it. Everybody kind of... It puts their thoughts into it, and I think that's kind of the way that we've decided to write, and it worked. And with a song like Judas, that was brought to us by our producer. It was the first time we ever used an outside producer, and he kind of had some ideas as well. So it was really cool to kind of get an outside perspective and do things a little differently than just the way that Chris and Rich and Fozzy alone had done it in the past.
Do you think, was it easy for the new producer to come in and write music in the voice of Fozzy?
Well, I mean, what was hard about it was giving him full veto power. He was in charge of everything. He had the final decision. And that's the way, you know, a good producer should be. You know, and Rich and I decided. Sometimes you get mad and sometimes you don't like it, but that's the way it goes. So, once we kind of made that decision, then we got kind of the attitude away from it, and then the who's this guy to give attitude away. Suddenly we have a great record with a lot of great songs and a great collaboration. So I think it's an important thing to do, and you got to do it as a band to get to the next level. And obviously, it worked for us.
It definitely works. It definitely works. Judas is an unbelievable album. I got to be honest. Z and G here at Laugh Out Proud, we were grooving a hell of a lot to 3 days in jail last night.
We really were.
Oh, that's great, man. Yeah, it's a cool song. Once again, a little bit different from the norm.
Yeah.
But a great riff, cool lyrics, and then we felt that it really worked with a rap performance in the middle of it, and we stuck that in there. We really liked how it sounded, and that was the way it went, because we like doing things opposite from the way that normal bands, quote unquote, would do them. We do the things the Fozzy way.
Right on.
And it usually works out for us because you're not afraid to take a chance. And that's for sure.
Well, I can't wait to have all of Australia bumping Judas out loud and proud.
When can we expect you in the country, Chris?
It's been a while, man. It's been 4 years since we've been there. It's way too long. We were fortunate enough to be in Australia twice in 2013.
Wow.
And that's one of our main bucket list, accomplishments that we want to make this year is returning to Australia. Because Australia was one of the first countries that really embraced us. We've been there four times.
Oh, wow.
I think the first time was back in 2005 or 6. And, you know, we really appreciate and respect and love all the fans in Australia. And there's always so many great rock and roll shows there that we want to come back and give you guys a taste of Foz in 2018, which would blow away anything you've seen before. And we always had a great time in the past. So we're really excited and we're going to make it happen this year.
Well, we'd love to have you back here in Australia.
Of course.
Where can the listeners find more Chris Jericho and more Fozzy for their lifetime?
You just go to that Google machine, you type in Chris Jericho, boom.
Lock it in.
That's hilarity ensues.
That's it. Thank you very much.
Find you, man. Like I said, it's just been doing so much stuff that it's everywhere. But FozzyRock.com is where all the information is.
Fantastic. So there's so much Chris Jericho for you to enjoy out there. Thank you so much for joining us on the show tonight.
Cheers, guys. I appreciate it. Talk to you soon. We'll see you in 2018.
Well, you've been listening to Laugh Out Proud
with Z and G
on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.